In this bulletin, the last day of the federal election campaign, tributes continue for former Prime Minister Bob Hawke after his death, and Donald Trump unveils his planned US immigration reforms. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is making a last pitch for votes in marginal seats in regional Queensland one day before the federal election. The polls have the opposition Labor Party narrowly ahead overall. Mr. Morrison says the election is extremely close and everyone's vote will be important. He says his government supports hard work and ambition, whilst the Labor Party wants to tax people excessively.
Australians understand you work hard, you save hard, you do your best you can in life, and you pursue those ambitions and aspirations you have as hard, decent working Australians. That's what we're backing in. Labor wants to tax it in. And that's really the choice at this election.
The Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and the Northern Territory newspapers have editorialised in favour of a vote for Bill Shorten and the Labor Party. The Australian Financial Review, plus News Corp Australia newspapers The Daily Telegraph, The Herald Sun, The Courier Mail, The Adelaide Advertiser and The Townsville Bulletin have editorialised in favour of the government. Mr. Shorten has told the Nine Network he can give Australians what they want after two terms of the current government.
I think fundamentally what Australians want is they just want an end to the infighting. They want to pick one Prime Minister, one government for 3 years. And what we've done is we've put forward positive policies which go towards the climate change real action, go towards helping working families with the cost of childcare, helping the pensioners with their teeth. We want to build on Medicare. We want to make it even better than what it is so that when you get a diagnosis of cancer, you don't go poor. And of course, we want to get wages moving.
A pall has been cast over the final day of the campaign after the death of Bob Hawke. Mr. Hawke was Australia's 23rd Prime Minister, serving between 1983 and 1991 and winning four federal elections. He was Australia's third longest-serving Prime Minister and longest-serving Labor Party Prime Minister. Labor Party frontbencher Anthony Albanese has told Sky News Mr. Hawke never lost his ability to relate to the ordinary person.
He embodied, I think, what it is to be a great Australian and a great Labor man. He lived his life for the betterment of others. He never got above his station. Even when he was Prime Minister meeting with world leaders, he could walk onto the factory floor or walk into a pub and talk to people and engage with them genuinely. He changed the nation for the better. He linked us up with the world.
Mr. Hawke died peacefully in his sleep at his home in Sydney yesterday. His second wife, Blanche Del Puget, his three children, his stepson and grandchildren will hold a private funeral for him before a public memorial service in Sydney in coming weeks. He was 89. US President Donald Trump says he wants to overhaul his country's immigration system. Mr. Trump says the country's current immigration system is dysfunctional. He says he wants the system to favour young, educated and English-speaking people who have job offers rather than those who have family ties to people already in the United States. He also wants to increase security at the country's borders and reduce claims from asylum seekers. Mr. Trump says his plan is a common sense one that will help immigrants.
Our proposal is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. It's just common sense. It will help all of our people, including millions of devoted immigrants, to achieve the American dream.
In rugby league, Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy admits his side was lucky to win their match against the West Tigers. A try by backline star Will Chambers with less than 3 minutes to play has given Melbourne a 24 points to 22 win over the Tigers in Melbourne in the opening round of Game 10. Bellamy says although his team was lucky to win, he's encouraged by their resilience.
It was a slow game of footy and, at the end of the day, we're probably, lucky to get away with it, but at the end of the day, we kept ourselves in there, so that was, encouraging part for us.
Well, now look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 17. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 22. Melbourne, sunny and 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Canberra, possible fog, followed by sunshine and 19. Wollongong, sunny and 22. Sydney should be sunny in 23. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, 24 degrees. Cairns, showers and 28. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.